This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, we all know that too much screen time can have a negative impact on children's behaviour, but a new study has found it can also affect speech development, particularly for kids under two. Dr. Justin Colson is a parenting expert and the author of 9 Ways to a Resilient Child. He's going to explain this new study to us. Hi, Justin.
Katrina, you know, children are using these devices, iPhones, tablets, you know, whatever you want to call them, smart devices. Before they can talk, they don't have the same barriers to using computers that we used to. Once upon a time, you needed to be able to use a keyboard and mouse to be able to use a computer. But with the touchscreen technology that we have now, that barrier is removed. And I just spoke at the Australian Council on Children and the Media National Conference in Melbourne last week. And the science is now telling us that the vast majority, like 80 to 90% of infants and toddlers, are being given devices by their parents to use in the pram or in the high chair or on the toilet or wherever it might be to keep them quiet and, you know, make life easier.
There's no way I'd give my toddler a device on the toilet. I can tell you that's very risky.
It is. But kids are using them at unprecedented levels.
Wow.
And parents just don't understand. And I don't say this in a nasty or negative way. Parents simply do not understand the risks that are associated with letting their kids use these devices.
So how could playing on a smartphone affect a toddler's speech?
Well, this is one of the great questions that we have. A recent study that involved nearly 900 children has indicated that it can. It was a longitudinal study, and the researchers found that for every 30-minute increase in handheld device time, there was a 50% increased risk of expressive speech delay. That means that the more time the kids are spending on the screen, the greater the risk that they'll have speech delays. Now, the study doesn't describe why this is going on, but in my comments at this conference last week, what I came across was a whole lot of research that seems to suggest that time on screens takes children away from time with parents. And it's the face-to-face interaction. It's the talking. It's the, you know, mum or dad saying, look, there are the stairs. Would you like to walk up the stairs with me? Let's count them. It doesn't matter if the kids can count or not. Or we might say, look at the dog. What noise does the dog make? Or, wow, look at the clouds up in the sky. Can you see what colour they are? They're white and the sky is blue. You know, it's this kind of conversation that we have with our children ongoingly that promotes healthy speech development. And time on devices minimises the interaction that we have with our kids.
So it's really just robbing them of more opportunities to interact. I wonder if that speech delay, I mean, it'd be interesting to find out whether that has a long-term impact, wouldn't it?
We do not have the research at this point to be able to say that. This stuff is all still too new, but we've adopted it so very quickly. There are studies that tell us that television and screens, even in the background, interfere with children's ability to sleep, interfere with children's cognitive development, interfere with children's speech, as we've just discussed, and interfere with their physical activity. I think that the risks are actually great, and wise parents do what they can to minimise their children's access to screens. If you've got children who are younger than sort of 18 to 24 months, the correct amount of screen time for children is essentially zero. They don't need it. It's not good for their development.
Well, that was basically what I wanted to ask you with this study. Do you think it indicates that very young children shouldn't have any screen time before they learn to talk?
The American Academy of Pediatrics, which is the go-to organisation for guidelines around this sort of stuff, you know, they're the ones that convene the panel, bring the experts together, analyse the science. They're saying unequivocally no screens for children under two. But unfortunately, as I said, as we began our conversation, research is telling us that 80 to 90% of parents are quite happy to give their kids a screen to occupy them. And look, let's be real. Life is busy. Life is sometimes you do need to put the child down so that you can prepare dinner or go to the toilet. but the more we put them down and use a screen as our saviour, the more we actually make things harder for them and for us in the long run, based on what the research seems to be increasingly suggesting.
Well, it's good to be reminded about that. So thanks for that, Justin.
That's a pleasure. Thanks, Katrina.
Yeah, that's Dr. Justin Colson from happyfamilies.com.au. We've been talking about the negative impact of handheld screen time on toddlers' speech development.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.